This is The Seven's Danny Wozencroft speaking to National Rail representative Keith Lumley after today's announcement that over £2 million will be spent doing up Cosford Railway Station.
We're completely rebuilding Cosford Railway Station. It's an old wooden railway station, some parts dating back possibly to 100 years ago, and it needs to be completely rebuilt.
Why does this need to be rebuilt then?
Simply because of the age of the station. It's some parts of it are constructed from old wooden railway timbers, which we estimate are over 100 years old. It needs to be rebuilt in modern equivalent materials just to ensure its long life. Particularly well used for things like the Cosford Air Museum and the air shows. And so we've timed the work to coincide with when there are no air shows. So we're going to get the work done before next summer, before the next major air show.
When's that work starting then?
It starts at the end of October and it's going to continue through until mid-March.
What exactly is going to be happening there?
Well, we're going to take away the wooden platforms and the wooden trestles that support the platforms. We're going to put in some concrete piles and steel girders, rebuild the platforms with a modern glass-reinforced polymer, which will have non-slip surfaces and tactile paviours on them, reinstate the lighting columns and the customer information screens, and put in some brand new glass and steel waiting shelters.
So how much is all this work going to cost?
It's going to cost just over £2 million, about £2.1 million.
And where's that money coming from?
It's coming from Network Rail. It's part of our budget to ensure the longevity, if you like, of the rail system.